Suppose a colleague said to you, why even bother running non-experiments? We can't get any useful information from them. When somebody says something that doesn't make sense to you, and you think it's wrong or stupid, a suggestion I have for you is to stop a second and ask, from what perspective is that a reasonable question or statement? That doesn't mean it's reasonable, but just take a second, act like a psychology major, be a little empathetic, do a little perspective taking, and ask yourself, under what conditions or from what perspective would what they just said be reasonable? Now, maybe you can't think of any, but at least you've been nice. And it does slow down our immediate response to sometimes, you know, call people names and say that they're idiots. Stop and ask. And this is an example of why that might be useful. What seems to be the type of information this colleague thinks is the only useful kind? If I believe that I have to run a true experiment or don't bother, what kind of information am I after? Causal. Clearly, this person values causal information. And so if I can't have causal information, don't bother me. This person's probably going to really like the precursor model for how internal validity and external validity relate to each other, because they don't see a trade-off. If you can't give me internal validity, if you can't run a true experiment, don't bother with the study. Well, then the last part of this question says, how should you respond to this statement? Now, notice the use of the word should. I'm not saying, how do you think you should respond? I'm telling you how I want to hear you respond. Because this isn't a matter of opinion. This is a matter of the standards of the community of psychologists, both research psychologists and practicing psychologists, the community you're trying to take this course to join. And the appropriate response from that community is, you know, both associative and causal information are very useful to us. In fact, most of the information we use for theory and for practice of psychology is associative information. It is so extremely hard to run a perfect true experiments serve for so many of the things that we're interested in, that most of the time we live and breathe and theorize and practice in terms of associative information. That's why this is a which do you prefer, and this is a how should you respond. Okay? That's the response from the community that we're trying to get you to join.